It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 19th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Multinational computer company Oracle's CEO Larry Ellison has stepped down, or stepped sideways, really. He'll now be the chairman, replaced by two co-CEOs, Safra Catz and Mark Hurd, who come from within. Ellison is known for having a big personality, so the fact that he's not fully departing may not shock you, even if he is 70 years old. Kind of reminds you of Satya Nadella leading Microsoft while Bill Gates peers over his shoulder. Andrew Bartels is a researcher at Forrester. He says Oracle is a company whose software focus has put it a bit behind the times.
The issue that Oracle faces is how do you maintain the revenues from that business, which is still large, and at the same time participate in the faster-growing market of cloud?
We'll have to see whether this bit of musical chairs makes a difference at the company. Today, Alibaba has its initial public offering. The anticipation has been building for weeks with a massive roadshow, price changes, and plenty of speculation on what's looking like the largest IPO ever. The Chinese online retail giant's adventures on the market today represent complicated seas for adventurous investors, but also some potential big changes for another tech company that is already invested. I'm talking about Yahoo. Santosh Rao is head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. Santosh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is a giant online retail company. Give me a little bit of the view of why it's so giant, why this might be the biggest IPO ever, and what's happening with online retail in China.
So this is, like you mentioned, it's a rare opportunity. It's one of the biggest e-commerce companies in the world. And China is the biggest market right now. These guys have a dominant position in that market. Roughly 90% of e-commerce dollars flows through the Alibaba marketplaces. So this is a great opportunity to participate in one of the fastest growing but second biggest economy in the whole world.
Can you make me understand what's happening here with Yahoo? You know, this company was invested in Alibaba. Now with today's IPO, that relationship changes. Can you just break that down for me a little bit?
Sure. Alibaba has been a savior for Yahoo, and that's an understatement. They owned 22.4% of Alibaba going into this IPO. They will own 16% after the IPO.
Okay.
So that's still a big chunk of shares that they will own in one of the fastest growing companies. Even if the core business is still stalling, it gives them more time to execute.
And more cash to play with.
More cash to play with, more acquisitions to make. So overall, I think Yahoo, like I said, Alibaba has been a gift that keeps on giving for them. You know, it's just an amazing investment that they made.
Santosh Rao is head of research at Manhattan Venture Partners. Santosh, thank you for breaking this down for us.
Thank you.
It's Friday, and that means time for Silicon Tally. My guest this week is Jennifer Palka. She's the founder and executive director of Code for America. She also recently served as the deputy chief technology officer for the United States government. So she's got some tech and government data for me. Jennifer, are you ready to play the game where we try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am as ready as I'll ever be. Let's do it.
1 billion websites.
The number of federal websites in the United States?
This is actually, there are now more than 1 billion websites in the world. We've done it. We made a billion websites.
Can we stop now?
Would you like to stop now or do you want more?
I think that's enough websites, but let's keep going with the game.
All right, you got something for me?
27 fellows.
Oh, 27 innovation fellows recently announced as open positions by the White House?
Well, you are correct, except in one thing. Yes, the White House announced 27 positions that have been filled. Five of them are working with the Veterans Administration to improve the kind of delivery of services to veterans, and I think that's really needed.
Room for improvement there.
Probably a really good place to be applying some innovation and enthusiasm in federal government, yes.
All right, Jennifer, $9,000.
The car I'm trying to buy? I don't know.
This is sort of like an entrance fee.
Is it $9,000 to attend the TED conference these days?
James Tushy Peters, the former conductor of the Minnesota Philharmonic Orchestra, has created an ad-free social network for rich people. It's called Netropolitan.
very snappy name, went live this week, and it'll cost you $9,000. It'll cost you the price of the car that you're shopping for to get into this social network. What do you think?
I sure hope they like talking to each other.
All right, you got something for me?
$450 billion.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say something, something, Alibaba IPO something.
Yeah, that may be true, too. No, it's the number we estimate globally to be spent on government IT.
Is that necessary spending, or are you thinking that this could be reduced?
I'm thinking it could probably go down a little, or maybe if we keep it the same, maybe we could get better results for that, those billions of dollars, things that really work for users.
Jennifer Palka is the founder and executive director of Code for America. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
And quickly, before we go today, remember that reported Home Depot credit card breach we've been talking about for a few weeks? The company finally put out the number of customer cards reportedly affected, 56 million. That makes it potentially the biggest retail hack in history, including bigger than last year's Target data breach. We'll keep you posted on further details. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.